best advice is to hire people that are entrepreneurs, because you hire people that are waiting for you to say what to do or for a ticket to appear in the board, you're done, because it's everything is changing every day. There are new stuff appearing every day, and we are right in the moment that there are a lot of different parts of a single business that are changing. There are appearing like companies of two persons or so. If your team is not entrepreneur, it would be hard to stay tuned into the latest technology and AI tools.
Welcome to the AI Advantage, where modern leaders decode the future of tech. I'm Solomon Williams, founder of Solonauts. So here, it's no noise, no hype every week. Sometimes it's just me, and sometimes it's the brightest minds in tech, breaking down what it really takes to grow smarter with AI and automation. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Here today for this episode of the podcast, we have Tomas. He's the co-founder of SpacePal. So Tomas, tell us a little bit about yourself and just a little bit about SpacePal.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing? I'm the CTO and co-founder of SpacePal. We are a platform that it's trying to revolutionize the way that people hire and rent spaces by the day and the hour. Yeah, that's all about our current job right now.
Perfect. So tell us a little bit about like what is SpacePal. I know is more on the creative side and, you know, giving forward to space. But can you tell us like a little bit about like how your journey started? Like what made you kind of figure out for that niche to kind of bring to the market?
Yes, at first PayPal was called Opus Orbis. That was our name. Opus Orbis is like in Latin, the word for spaces for work. We started like making only available in our platforms, offices and co-working spaces. But after some months of working, we started noticing that everybody wanted to not only rent a space for work, but also for different type of events. And I don't know, they wanted to make a photo session. They wanted to make a little party, an event, recreative meeting. So we started adding a lot of type of spaces on our platform. We started figuring out that letting the people know us as Opus Orbis, it was like a bit strange because it was spaces for work. But all of a sudden we were like making event venues available for different type of events like weddings or baby showers or birthday parties. So we made a rebrand there and we changed our name to SpaceBall, and we like changed all our image to a different and more creative way to start communicating our platform. And I think that it was a really good change in our platform because we started making access to social networks and social media and making a lot of posts of a different way that we were working in the past time for offices and meeting rooms, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So with that, after the rebranding and so forth else, like what, as of the CEO and so forth, like what does like the typical day like really look like for you, and especially on this leadership side on scaling the business and looking forward on that?
Yeah, I think that the way that we in our team start doing like tech stuff on making improvements in our technology started when we were all working in different companies. We were all friends, like it's our second startup. We are all friends that have been making startups since the university. And we were all currently working on different companies. And when ChatGPT went out, we remember that we were working in different companies, different startups of United States. One was working in a startup Canada, Manu was working in Salesforce, and we started with ChatGPT, we started to become like a super senior developer. We were like every day talking with our head manager or with the senior developer that was in our next step. But when ChatGPT went out, we were like all making ourselves our own pull requests in every single part of the code, making changes in backend, frontend, infrastructure. So when we get together again, we said like, hey, let's build something here because I don't know if this is going to work too much that we are solving tickets entirely with AI. So there is when I met my co-founders and we started PayPal. And yeah, and that's how it started with ChatGPT. We started making like all kind of stuff of work. We become like a super senior full stack developers with all the AI tools. And what we are doing right now, it's every single team member has like a lot of power and can decide in his own every type of decision that he has to take in order to the technology. Not only in product, but also in infrastructure, backend, frontend, mobile apps, you know, and we are all with a lot of power in decision making, and we have a really strong team. They are like great engineers, and we are working in every part of the platform all together.
Right, that's amazing. Like, especially like as you said, like just with every bit, the team is like has a big part in their role and working forward on that. So with that, and I was looking at the website with just on all the different venues and so forth else, and it's really good, especially on the creatives and side with the different variations that we can kind of have with that. With that, like what has been like working really well with your team, and like what has been some adjustments in the market? There's some frustrations that you've seen. Like, tell us a little bit about like the victories that you've had in the past that's been working well.
Yeah, I think that the victory that we have as a team is like we launched in like 3 months. We were working with a web app, mobile app in iOS and a mobile app in Android. And that was because we met together one day and our co-founder told us, hey, we need a mobile app in iOS. We need a mobile app in Android and we need a web because we are going to make some investment rounds here and we need all the products working. And we stepped all together and we said, okay, hey, we are three people now working the tech stuff. Let's take everyone a single piece of it and make it work in web, make it work in Android and iOS. We decided to put all together into a framework that is called Capacitor. With Capacitor, we started developing mobile app and web app with one code base. And yeah, I think that was the victory for the team, because from thinking about spending thousands of dollars in making in expanding the team or making a team about mobile app or a team for Android, a team for iOS, we step up together and we said, we can do it with this technology in this framework. We can have all the stack ready in like 2 weeks with the AI and this framework. So I think that was our main goal of this year.
Perfect. And then on that side, so, you know, I really love that you and your team have been utilizing, you know, ChatGPT AI in the terms of it just to help grow and scale, because you know, and with that being said, that was a good point of where I was wanting to go on, like with the, you know, because AI is a very big buzzword right now. And then, you know, people are trying to still leverage how to use it, how to put it into companies. So can you tell me a little bit about just of like the trends that you've seen? Because you've already been applying AI with just learning for the team. But can you kind of go into like what you see and how AI may play a part with SpacePal as a whole for your customers in the business?
We have been implementing a new kind of workflow in the AI, like new stuff, because what we do is every single week we have like a few hours of the day that we are like making like investigation on or finding out new technologies or making different ways to apply. And we all start working on new technologies and new frameworks and new AIs. And then we come all together in a meeting and we say, okay, what do you find out? How does this work? Is this making this faster? And I don't know, in that iteration, we started like, okay, let's use ChatGPT, let's use Lovable, let's use Claude and Cursor. And we find out that, okay, Cursor is the best for us and it's making us improve a lot in this area. I don't know, for example, for new websites and new landing pages and new interfaces, we started working with Lovable and Vercel V0 at the same time. And we figured out that with Vercel, we were making stuff really cool and really easy and fast. And with Lovable, we were like stuck in a different layout, a layout that was not in our expectatives, you know. And in this workflow where we get every single week new hands on new technologies, we are like making a lot of decisions where we say, okay, for this type of problem, let's use this AI. There is no a complete AI right now that you can use it for everything. Sometimes when you are going to translate some stuff or some interfaces or making some endpoints available, you start using Cursor and the context is really low for this stuff. But then you use Grok for that. The context is much bigger and you can make it work. For example, in other ways, we started using DeepSeek for different causes because DeepSeek R1 was really solving us problem which was like hard to understand code and hard to maintain. This DeepSeek was really good. And for the everyday, we started using Cursor as the main tool for developing.
I love it. And then, because with that, it's, I can see that just adding in that new workflow. And it's, as you've mentioned before, just with AI, it's a niche of each piece that that kind of goes in with each AI agent is exactly as you said. It doesn't, there's none that doesn't all fit. So kind of working in, I think that's, do you think that's where sometimes leadership kind of gets sometimes confused because there's so many to choose from? How did you go about finding the right ones for you, for your team and so forth? Was it just trial and error? Or what was, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think that the best part and the best way to start learning how to solve a problem with a new technology is diving into the new technology and trying to solve it in the moment. So that's why at first, when there was a new tool or a new update in a new model or something like that, we started like figuring out. And sometimes you see like little TikTok or Instagram frames that says, okay, in 5 minutes, I made this up. And you can't get on that and say to the board members of the company, yeah, in 5 minutes, we can do this without making your diving into the tool and trying to do it, you know? So at first we were like trying to say if the tool was going to fit in our case or not by reading the tech stuff, like, hey, how much the context is and things like that. But after some tries, we tell, okay, there is a new tool. Let's give us a moment to dive into the new tool and try to figure out if it fits for us. So that was really a key point to start knowing which was the best AI to use in each moment, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that's, it is. It's just on sometimes having it to where exactly as you mentioned, you just have to dive in, get the feel for it and really kind of see what works and what has an in-depth and utilizing that on that side. You know, with that, like, do you have more on the, what is your, for Space Brother, what's your vision to look for just on the next 6 months to a year? Where would you like to see on the side?
Okay, we are a startup. We have a very small team. We are like 3 developers and 1 CEO and 1 COO. And we are trying to get every time we do a release, we want to make something different and improve our product with something. We are very like paying attention to the competitors about how they are implementing every AI step and how is AI changing every step of their product. We are not seeing really much changes in competitors such as, I don't know, Airbnb is not changing the way that you search for a space, you know? Mm-hmm. We want to make something different there. So we are making some developments with MCP on different ways to discover a product in a different way. Like, as we are a little startup and we have a really huge business in different countries, we can try these things really quick. And if something goes wrong, we go back to the traditional way that is like making available the spaces with some filters, but we are trying to make it different with AI, like change the way that people look for spaces and make events in their everyday life.
I think that's good on being able to have that adjustment. So with that being said, what would you say if you could solve like one major challenge, what would that be on that major challenge for you and your team?
We are currently dreaming about the day that we have all in different stacks, different ways of doing code base, and we have one framework for web. We are using Next.js with like server-side rendering and SST, continuous development and integration. We have like Capacitor for our mobile apps. And we are dreaming about the moment that we grab some AI and we tell, hey, this Capacitor app, please make it Swift perfect for iOS, make it Android perfect in Java for Android, and the same for our web development and infrastructure integrations. We are dreaming that moment where all the different stacks and different approaches we have been doing and trying, the AI can make the perfect for it and migrate everything. But we are not really there right now.
Right. So with that, I mean, that's a good point that you mentioned on having that. How does your team, because with AI, it's constantly growing. There's always new products coming out and so forth else. And just to kind of stay ahead, it's kind of sometimes drinking out of a fire hose of have that. So how does your team, with that goal of the major challenge, how does your team keep up with the industry things? Or how do you kind of go about that, the continuously finding the right AI tool?
I think that the key there is to make everyone in the team have the power to start and try every single tool, a new AI tool that appears, you know. I have this week, one of our team members, Fede, told me, hey, what about trying Joule, you know, the new AI software, like a copilot from Google. Mm-hmm. And I told him, try it and let's see this week if it works and if it can solve something to us, it will be perfect. So I think that's the way. There are a lot of things changing. So you have to be like making the decisions in a little group. You can't get on all the new AI tools, you know, the different technologies that are appearing right now. But if you make every single part of the team can like have the time to take and dive into a technology and try it and resolve a problem with that, you can like be more productive and you can see more tools in just a few minutes, you know?
Yeah, I think that's really good on that. And then for just others of just founders and just trying to stay up to date with that. So with it being a startup, just you having the, you know, your team is constantly learning and growing and so forth to get, you know, SpacePal more out. What have you seen, if you could give some advice to other, you know, startups, other, you know, leaders in the industry that are really going through on small to medium businesses, what would you recommend to help them if they wanted to get their product out there? What has worked with SpacePal and getting it known to the market? What insights, what advice would you give?
I think that the best advice is to hire people that are entrepreneurs, because you hire people that are waiting for you to say what to do or for a ticket to appear in the board, you are done, because it's everything is changing every day. There are new stuff appearing every day, and we're right in the moment that there are a lot of different parts of a single business that are changing. There are apparently like companies of two persons or so. If your team is not entrepreneur, it would be hard to stay tuned into the latest technology and AI tools, you know.
I get that. And I think that gives it to where when you have other individuals like that, they have that drive, they have that showcase of thinking of any innovative ideas to come out forward to help, you know, bridge that gap to give more of your market, to have them learn more about you on that side. So this has been great. You know, where can people find you if they wanted to learn more about you, Thomas, your journey, or if they wanted to learn more about SpaceStar, where can they find you?
Yeah, I have an Instagram profile and LinkedIn profile too. It's Thomas Vasigalupo. Yeah, they can find me there. I'm like a sportsman and tech guy, so I'm there posting every single day, every stuff that we do in the team.
All right, perfect. And then they can, or everyone else, if they wanted to learn more, is it just spacepal.com? Like, what would be the website if, like, for anybody in the audience wanted to utilize the services, would that be spacepal.com? That is
space/pal.com. And we have our app in App Store and Android available for everyone in every country. So great to see you making your events through SpacePal.
Thank you so much, Thomas, for having us and everything, with learning more just about your journey with SpaceFile and just bringing it forward. So we thank you so much. And, you know, for the audience, thanks so much for tuning in to Solenox Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.
See you. Bye-bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Advantage. If this episode sparked an idea, share it with your network. Subscribe for more No Fluff conversations on how smart tech drives real outcomes. And if you're ready to future-proof your business, let's connect at solenox.net.